For a series of Visakh Weekly Dharma Talks. Tonight, we are glad to have with us Venerable Dr. K. Sri Dharmananda to give us the lecture. Venerable Dr. K. Sri Dharmananda Nayaka Thera is the religious advisor of the Singapore Buddhist Mission. Residing at the Buddhist Vihara in Brickfields, Kuala Lumpur for the last 34 years, he is the chief high priest in Malaysia as well as the founder and spiritual director of the Buddhist Missionary Society in Kuala Lumpur. He's a well-known author of a number of books and pamphlets on Buddhism and related topics, including What Buddhists Believe, Why Worry, Why Religion, The Purpose of Life, and many others. These books and booklets have been widely distributed in various parts of the world, including Singapore and Malaysia. Over the past 2 to 3 years, the Venerable has also given several public lectures in Singapore. This evening, he is with us to speak on the purpose of life. Dr. K. Sri Dharmananda.
Venerable monks, dear devotees, first of all, I would like to express my sincere thanks to Venerable Sek Hon Chun and the management committee of this magnificent temple and the Singapore Buddhist Mission for having invited me to come and give this talk. You have organized this special religious program in conjunction with the forthcoming Vesak celebration. The purpose of your coming here this evening to find out whether there is any purpose in our life. In my deliberation, I try my best to contribute something for you to understand, but I cannot promise that I can point out a special significance as purpose of our life. Before we discuss about the purpose of life, we must understand what this life is. Not knowing what this life is, no one can understand what is the purpose. There are various interpretations given by different religious groups, great thinkers, philosophers, scientists, as well as rationalist or free thinkers. So when you study unbiasedly, their interpretations, what they have mentioned about our life, there are various contradictions, different opinions, imaginations, according to their belief, concept, and way of thinking. Tonight, I try to point out certain information for you to understand from the Buddhist point of view, as explained by the Buddha. Life is not a ready-made one or created one. Life is the combinations of mind and matter. Mind means 4 kinds of mental energies or mental faculty. Matter means 4 kinds of elements. Combinations of these energies and elements condition a life. Existence of these energies and matters together as a bundle we introduce by giving different name according to our way of thinking. So existence of these aggregates is called living. Disintegrations of these matters and elements is called death. Recombinations of matters and energies is called rebirth or existence again. This is the definition given by the Buddha. So when we consider this situation, this phenomenon, it is very difficult for us to give any specific significance or the purpose in our life. To some people, the purpose of life is to experience sensual pleasure. Some others say, why were we born to this world? Again, some other philosophers say, how nice if we were not born to this world. To many people, life is a big burden. Instead of finding an eternal life, some people ask, what to do with this life? This is the way how people think about this life. Scientists also could not give the real purpose of our life. In fact, they have made ordinary man to be a crazy man, if not ordinary devils to be clever devils. However, as Buddhists, we cannot satisfy with any of those definitions or interpretation given by various intellectuals, but we try to analyze further and further. Although we cannot single out any specific purpose, we can make use of this life for any purpose, whatever we want, whatever we like. This is the easiest definition that I can give you as the purpose of a life.
It depends on how you handle this life. Human life is a valuable life.
Amongst all the other living beings on this earth, human beings are the most fortunate living being. They have more potentials to cultivate, to develop, to find out the aim of our life. Other living beings have no such ideas and such facilities for them to understand what this life is and how to make use of this life. But unfortunately, we have our own imaginations, hallucinations due to our ignorance. Mind is clouded with various concepts belief, imaginations, traditions, customs, according to our way of thinking. That is why we cannot find out what is wrong with our life. There is nobody in this world who can say that he or she is completely satisfied with this life. Whatever we gain, in the end, we gain or we experience some sort of unsatisfactoriness. Assume we could manage to overcome or to conquer the whole world or the whole universe. But do you think, after gaining everything, that we can satisfy with this life? This is the nature of human mind. It is impossible to satisfy man's craving, desire, or anxiety. The more we supply, the more we give, the more we try to satisfy our senses or the mind or the body, the more we want. Or we want something else. That is why it is impossible for us to find out complete satisfaction in our life. Those who have learned how to maintain some sort of contentment in their life by calming their minds, but not by indulging their senses, experience some sort of satisfaction. But many people have not yet realized. To find out the purpose of our life, in fact, we are running after mirage. We never realize until we get into trouble, until we get fed up, then we start to grumble, accuse, blame. Nobody is willing to admit his or her mistakes, weaknesses. Always blame others, accuse others. If we can understand our own weaknesses, we can minimize many of our existing worries and miseries and sufferings and problems and difficulties. Our egoistic ideas, our ignorance, our craving, our anxiety
are deeply rooted in spite of various troubles, problems and calamities. We are fighting to gain more and more.
The whole world is a battlefield today. The world is in a chaotic condition. There is nobody in this world who can live without fear, without tension, without suspicion, without insecurity. Then how can we find out the purpose of life? And nobody thinks where the mistake is. Why each and every man is trying to kill another person, to bluff and swindle and cheat another person? And these are the main problems in this world. And we accuse some others. Some people blame God. Some others accuse devil. They say they are responsible for all these problems. And some others say, all these good things here in this world were created by a God. All the bad things were created by a devil. But we never think the God and devil both are living in our minds.
Earlier, scientists believe that mind is the byproduct of matter or element. But the Buddha has said, Cittena niyati loko. The world is led by the mind. Again he has said, we are the result of what we were, and we will be the result of what we are. That means our mind. We see life as it appears, but not it really is. Life is not that we think life, but what we think become life. Another scholar says, man is not what he is. Man is what he is not. That means man does not live as a real man.
Some others say, as long as we live, we must enjoy. Otherwise, we are going to waste this life. While they are preparing their life to enjoy, they may kick the bucket and never get the chance to enjoy their life.
Because life is the most uncertain thing in this world.
So in the end, we have to depart from this world as unsatisfied or frustrated, unhappy human beings. How many people can depart from this world happily? Why do we maintain fear and tension when we are going to die? Because of that unsatisfactoriness. So religion is to teach us how to maintain this satisfactoriness, how to maintain this contentment, and how to carry on our way of life as respectable human beings without abusing, without polluting valuable human mind, human intelligence. We have this human intelligence. I told you, the mind is clouded with various concepts and beliefs. So man has no chance to open the mind to understand the truth or the facts or the reality in their life or about this world or the universe. We have created our own imagination by depending on various religious faith, tradition, and belief. If you think unbiasedly, without depending on any religion, without depending on any belief or tradition, think as human beings, then you can understand what this life is and why we are here and what we are doing and what will happen to us in the end and what is our destiny. Buddhism has given this advice for each and every man to think freely, without depending on the Buddha, without depending on any holy books, without depending on any supernatural living beings, think properly as human beings. Then you can understand. We should not try to justify that our belief, our faith, our tradition are correct, others are wrong. That is why we cannot understand anything. So, religious labels are not important for us to understand the truth. Truth is not belong to any religion. There is no any particular religion in this world who can monopolize the truth. Truth has no religion. But human mind can understand the truth.
The Buddha has revealed the existing truth. If it is a real truth, that truth is common to all mankind. That is why he has said, the Dharma remain forever in this world, whether the Buddhas appeared or not. Although we introduce this Dharma as Buddhist truth, our duty is to understand this truth by using our common sense and sense of reasoning.
Buddhism gets some sort of accusation from certain philosophers and thinkers as a pessimistic religion, because Buddhism teaches birth is suffering, existence is suffering, sicknesses and old age create sufferings, and death create suffering. In the end, rebirth also can create suffering. Because of this, people try to brand Buddhism as a pessimistic religion. But if you think unbiasedly, even without depending on the Buddha or Buddhism, you experience this in your day-to-day life, whether you are really enjoying or suffering. Every minute, every second, you are suffering, either physically or mentally. Living is a big battle. What we are doing as living is having a losing battle to maintain this life, to avoid, to escape death. That is called living. Meanwhile, in the process of this struggling, we experience little bit of emotional satisfaction. Some people try to introduce this as happiness. There is no happiness. Happiness never appears in our mind or in our heart if there is fear or tension or suspicion or insecurity. How can we experience happiness? Happiness we experience when the mind is free from these disturbances. Emotional satisfaction by indulging our senses or mind, we interpret as happiness. Please remember, the thing that you have taken as happiness, next moment turn into suffering, create enormous suffering. That is why there is no satisfactoriness in anything by experiencing any sensual pleasures, worldly material gain or power. we never experience. The more we train our mind, the more we calm our mind, the more we discipline our mind, when there is no guilty consciousness in our mind, we experience happiness. So your identification about happiness is wrong. If there is happiness in your material gain, there is no reason for us to create fear. There is no reason for you to blame and accuse. You can observe and see what is happening in many parts of the world, where people thought that they can find out purpose of their life, or they can find out the happiness in their life by developing more and more worldly life, material life, sensual life. So what is happening in those countries? More and more crimes, immoral practices, and suicide cases you can find in those countries.
Recently, I have read an article in a magazine. It is mentioned that about 18.7% of U.S. adult, that means more than one in six, suffer from one kind of mental problem. But in certain other countries where people led a simple and humble life without indulging too much, experience some sort of calmness, tranquility, satisfaction in their life. So, if we really want to find out some sort of satisfaction or purpose in our life, we never gain that by challenging with others or to indulge our senses, but by calming our mind. Today, man can glorify saying that he has landed on the moon.
What did they gain by landing on the moon? To train the man's wicked and crooked and dangerous mind, or to live as cultured and civilized, harmless human beings? Nothing. If they could manage to find out more valuable things like diamonds or gold, today there will be bloodbath on the moon. Then other countries also try to land and declare war on the moon.
Man cannot change the chaotic situation here in this world unless he changes his mind to bring about peace and happiness and allow others to live peacefully.
We have chosen the wrong attitude to find out peace or to find out the purpose in our life. The purpose of life, to many people, understanding people, is by reducing our selfishness, by doing some service to others. In our ancient philosophy, it is mentioned clearly, Paratha Charyaya Sattam Hi Jivana. The purpose of our life is to do some service to others. If we develop our selfishness without considering about others' feeling, or without contributing for the welfare and happiness of others, we never find out any purpose in our life. But by serving others, we serve ourselves. We cannot serve others
with selfishness, cruelty, cunningness, and jealousy, but by reducing all these evil thoughts from the mind, we can do a wonderful service to others as well as to ourselves. Because by maintaining purity in our mind, we serve ourselves. Buddhism teaches that Rupam jirati macchanam nama guttam na jirati. Man's physical body turn into ashes, but his name or influence never dies. So, the higher service that we can contribute toward the mankind is by allowing them to live in peace without disturbing them. We know that many people organize various things in the name of service, but certain ulterior motives or selfishness